Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan called for unity in Turkey today after 17 people were killed in two bombings in Istanbul and said a court case to close his ruling party was not currently a priority. The Constitutional Court began deliberating this morning on whether to close the ruling AK party on charges of seeking to introduce Islamic rule in the predominantly Muslim nation but officially secular state. The case seeks to close the party and ban the Prime Minister, President and 69 major AK party officials from party membership for over 5 years.
The European Union and foreign investors are anxiously awaiting a verdict in the AK party case, which has drawn Turkey into a period of political uncertainty, hurting financial markets and slowing its reform process. It has also deepened divisions between the Islamist-rooted government and an elite of military, judicial, and academic officials who regard themselves as the custodians of the NATO member's secular system.
While on the eve of this morning's hearing, twin blasts ripped through Istanbul, further undermining national stability, Charles Collins reports.
Investigators on Monday were trying to determine who was behind the deadliest attack against civilians in Turkey in nearly 5 years. A twin bombing that killed 17 people and injured more than 150 others in a crowded Istanbul square. The governor of Istanbul said the blasts were designed to inflict maximum casualties among civilians, adding that they appear to be linked to the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Fadi Hakura, a Turkish analyst at the London-based Royal Institute of International Affairs, says he believes the attacks could be the work of the Kurdish separatists.
If one looks at the possible suspects, one possibility is an Islamist group, but it's unlikely since Islamist groups in Turkey have targeted Western targets, for example, the U.S. consulate a few weeks ago, or the British consulate, or the HSBC branch office in 2003. The other possibility are far-right or far-left extremist groups. Unlikely, they wouldn't normally have targeted civilians. The most likely group would be the Kurdish separatists or Kurdish militants, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, who have in the past gone for civilian targets in major urban centers.
However, the PKK were quick to deny all responsibility. The bombings and the legal challenge to the government highlighted a growing mood of uncertainty in Turkey, where an Islamic-oriented government that won a strong mandate in elections last year is locked in a power struggle with secular circles that have the backing of the military and the judges. I'm Charles Collins.